Well, all right. Thank you, Kenny Loggins. And of course, the theme from Caddyshack, the single greatest movie in motion picture history. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite 2 a.m. radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 a.m. KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 1400 a.m. KSBT in somewhat sunny, somewhat overcasty, but warm, somewhat summery Sandpoint. It's Thursday. I am Bob Witte. We call this show North Idaho Thursday. We've got a lot to get to today as we come on the air, as David Muir would say. First up, well, folks from JC's Race are with us once again this year. It's coming up on Sunday, July the 10th, of course, at Sandpoint High School. It's a 5K and 1K. You can run it if you're like serious runner. You can jog it if you're a serious jogger. You could walk it, stroller it, whatever. Bring the kiddos. It's a great day. Lots of fun for kids afterwards and stuff. And proceeds go primarily to local children that are fighting severe illnesses. And if you hadn't heard, this is the very last JC's Race. So it's your last chance to participate. We'll tell you how you can do that and talk to some folks representing JC's Race here in just a minute. And in our second segment today, Janice Rader from the Sandpoint Lions Club will join us. Of course, the Lions Club is getting set to put on their annual 4th of July parade and sensational fireworks display. She'll be telling us all about that and how you, too, can help them raise the money for the fireworks and all of that and everything else that's going on with the Lions Club. And in our final segment, we'll welcome back in Sherry Caldwell from the Sandpoint Senior Center. They have their annual big barbecue and car show event with the Injectors Car Club. That's happening Saturday, 2 days from now. And there'll be live music, and we'll tell you all about that. And I think she's bringing the guy from the Daybreak Center as well, so we'll find out what the latest is for the Daybreak Center. Anyway, what else is going on? I was driving around or riding my bike around Sandpoint this morning, and it's definitely tourist season. There's license plates from all over, and I don't mind tourists being here so much, but why? Why do tourists all have to drive like they're from out of town? You know, it's like they don't know where they're going. They stop in the middle of the street, just like looking around. I don't know, maybe wherever they're from, that's cool, but not cool here. Anyway, what else is going on tomorrow night? Something that's totally cool. Art Walk is happening. Pondere Arts Council bringing back the 45th annual Art Walk. If you don't know what it is, just go downtown tomorrow evening around 5 o'clock and walk around town. And there's art displays at various businesses. A lot of them hand out free beer and wine. You can't beat that. I mean, yeah, even Pat, our engineer, is excited about that. And free little snacks and stuff. So they're going on from 5 to 8 in downtown Sandpoint. Art Walk, don't miss that. Schweitzer opens tomorrow for their summer season. That's pretty exciting, even though there's still snow on the ground at Schweitzer, but it's bundle up and head up to Schweitzer starting tomorrow and this weekend. And Sunday is a Schweitzer Community Day. I think they used to call it 7B Sunday, but it's basically the same thing. There's arts and crafts and food booths and more beer and wine and live music and stuff. That's all on Sunday, Father's Day. And there's discounted lift tickets all weekend with the proceeds going to the Human Rights Task Force. So, again, Schweitzer doing everything right, in my opinion. Right up the road here on Highway 95, about halfway to Bonner's Ferry, Mountain Traders has their farmer's market this afternoon. And it'll be going on from 3 to 6 today. And for more information on the Mountain Traders farmer's market, you can go to, well, find them on Facebook. It's probably the easiest thing to do, or just Google Mountain Traders. Also, tonight is another live from 525, which is 525 Pine Street. Yes, the festival at Sandpoint office. Courtney and Company are playing there. I think there's a few tickets left over for that. So that's going on this evening. You can check that out. And let's see, live music from Bright Moments Jazz at Matchwood Brewing Friday evening from 6 until 8. The Sarah Brown Band is playing at the winery tomorrow night. And let's see. Oh, Saturday. I can't forget this. I'm driving the lead car once again in the Chafe 150 bike ride brought to you by the Sandpoint Rotary. And yeah, that's quite the event. And if you want to see, you know, these bike riders from all around the country, actually all around the globe, compete here. They ride up to Bonners across to Libby and down. It's a tremendous ride. They're shorter rides for people who don't want to do the killer one, but they take off. I think we take off at 6:30 on Saturday morning from City Beach, but come by for the afternoon. The public is welcome, and there's food and beer and wine out in front of Trinity at City Beach, and hang out with the riders and just celebrate a great day. So the Chafe 150 brought to you by Sandpoint Rotary is this Saturday. Also, the Injectors Car Club is having their barbecue fundraiser, as I mentioned, at the Sandpoint Senior Center. We'll talk more about that when Sherry comes in here. And stuff like that. So a lot going on here on the show today. We're going to take a quick break, get that out of the way. And when we come back, we'll be talking JC's race for the very last time. Stick around.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
You know what I've always heard? That an attractive window and the right light can change everything, from the room to your mood. Hey, Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, home of North Idaho's only Hunter Douglas Gallery. Hunter Douglas has mastered the art of window dressing by engineering innovative functions into stylish, versatile looks for every window in your home. They are the leaders in light control, energy efficiency, operating systems, and motorization, which makes your home smarter, your days easier, and every room that much prettier. What we expect from our windows can shift throughout the day. We want full sun one moment, low light the next, a clear view, and then a discrete screen. Hunter Douglas shears, shades, blinds, and shutters help you balance the light you want with the privacy you need. Also, the insulating effect of many Hunter Douglas styles can help lower your heating costs in the winter and cooling costs in the summer. You only need to make one trip into the Hunter Douglas Gallery at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets to be amazed by the limitless choices of colors, styles, and functions offered by Hunter Douglas. Come see it for yourself at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
For years now, Sweet Lou's has been serving the greater Sandpoint and Coeur d'Alene areas. And now, Sweet Lou's introduces their new restaurant in Athol. Yes, the Athol Sweet Lou's is now open from 11 a.m. to 10 daily, with the same great menu that you know and love, plus beer and wine, great service, and food to go as well. It's easy to find, just off Highway 95 next to Super One, with locations in Ponderay, Coeur d'Alene, and Athol. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
KBFI. KSPT. North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back in our first segment here today on North Idaho Thursday. Nancy Jenkins is with us once again this year representing JC's race, and you brought a guest with Ketsia Holub. Yeah. have this phobia about names, but got it. And Ketsia is with us. You're 13 years old?
Yes.
Yeah. And Nancy, just if you don't mind, again, this year, telling folks, what is JC's Race? How did it start and all of that?
Thank you. Thank you for having us. One thing I think is important for us to say is that JC's Race started being about JC, but it's really become more about our local community and really supporting local families, particularly with children that have any sort of a severe illness. It was started in 2001 in Boulder, Colorado, because JC had a kidney cancer called Wilms, and it had metastasized at the time. She was stage 4 when she was diagnosed, and it was very traumatic for our family, as you can imagine, and our friends wanted to help, and so they wanted to do something healthy and as well as raise some money. And it was so beneficial for us, we decided to do it for another family the next year, and they had the same experience we did, so they helped us continue it. We moved to Idaho in 2004 and thought we were done with all of this. And we were very fortunate to have the community really support our thought about starting a new event. And they introduced us to Cody Walker and his family. Mm-hmm. And they were the perfect first recipients because they, again, decided we definitely need to continue this for other families. And the Holub family, which is Ketsia's mm-hmm. family, end up being one of our beneficiaries. And we've been able to continue it year after year ever since.
Yeah. And Ketsia, with that having been said, so 1 year was dedicated to you primarily.
My brother.
I knew your brother.
Yes.
And how did he react to that? Did he think it was really cool? Was he embarrassed? Or
I'm not really sure. We were both really young.
Oh, gotcha.
I think he was like 6 at the time. I'm not entirely sure. I was really young as well. But it was definitely a positive experience in a hard time. So to be surrounded by so many supportive people helped get through that and make it a better, more positive experience for all of us.
And so your family joined the board of JC's Race, and they continue to help support. Are you active on July the 10th that day? Are you helping out with the event?
Yep. I will do whatever they need me to do.
We may need you to MC it.
Yeah. She would do it, for sure,
if of course,
we needed
our,
it.
Our very own Derek Walker from K102 has MC'd it just about every year.
Right. There's only been a couple. I think he was out of town.
Yeah, so hopefully we can drag him out there again on July the 10th. So tell us about the race, Nancy. What is it, a marathon or what?
It's a 5K. For those that are competitive, it is a timed 5K event. We have chip timers, and we do have quite competitive runners. So we have cash prizes for the first, second, and third overall male and female winners. And again, we have a very competitive front line. And then behind that is the rest of us who just really want to do our best. A lot of people are training right now. They'd like to really, you know, get a good time in this race. And then there'll be people at the very back who are pushing a stroller or, you know, might need a little extra time to finish. And we don't care how long it takes.
Yeah.
We want people to come out and participate.
And it's a 5K or a 1K. And I've said this every year, just anybody can do a 1K. I mean, you know, so you get outside, and historically we've had pretty good weather for JC's Race.
Yes, we have. We've been very fortunate. We always feel like summer starts at JC's Race, and it's beautiful from then on.
Well, there was not a Bay Trail fun run this year, so this is the first that I know of a fun run happening for this year. It's such a late start to summer season.
Right. So we intend to do the run, but it's also more of a festival as well.
Yeah. So tell us about that. When you finish, because I've been there several times with grandkids and stuff, as Ketsia was saying that she helps out with all of that, what all happens?
We have a silent auction. So people who actually are there supporting runners and may just be milling around, there'll be a big silent auction this year. We've had quite a few really wonderful donations. So you can come and participate in that. And there are lots of kids events. I don't know if Ketsia wants to name one or two that she likes.
I really enjoy the dunk tank and the cotton candy stand.
Do you enjoy sitting in the dunk tank or throwing the balls?
Throwing the balls.
Yeah, that's a much more fun thing to do.
Definitely.
That's great. So what else happens during this event?
So we have, we're honoring the kids, and this year we're benefiting Riley Albertson, and he has leukemia right now. He's in the middle of his treatments, and we hope that he's well enough to be there race day. That's our expectation. And if not, we're going to shower him with love anyway, and you know, we'll continue that past the day of the race. So the funds that we generate primarily go to him and his family. In addition, they go to Bonner General Health, and they've already allocated some of the money to be put towards an infant respirator, which we know we definitely need in our community. And then Community Cancer Service, who has a new executive director, they will be recipients of our funds. And this year we have a brand new organization, and that's called UCAN. And it's...
It's across the street here.
Right. So it's fabulous, and it's for our kids with severe illnesses or any kinds of special abilities. I'm not sure the correct word for that.
That works.
Would like to, uniquely abled, I think is the right word, and they can be physically active inside their facility.
So it's like a workout training center, health club type situation, but for kids with basically special needs.
Right. I think it's all of the above. I think it's for adults that are
full-on
hardcore working out, and they have a separate nonprofit arm that's specifically for adults and children with special needs, yes.
Very good. So Riley Albertson is the beneficiary this year, and as you were telling me in the past years, it's really great. Hopefully he can make it, because that day you make him feel like a king for the day.
Right. And that's why we need a lot of people there. So we generate that love and that energy and that support. And it really helps not only the child, certainly the child, but also the family recognize, you know, we're not alone in this. Mm-hmm. We can do this. We can get through this. I think it's important to realize that what these kids are going through is particularly challenging, and we're asking a lot of them and their families. So I think more than the money, it's really about the love and support that we provide.
So even if you're not going to run or walk it or bring a stroller or what have you, just show up at the end to enjoy like the carnival kind of atmosphere, and maybe bid on the silent auction and just support the kids.
Right. Ponderay Rotary Club is always there, and they have a chili cook-off. So if you're interested in chili first thing in the morning, you can come and enjoy that. And we have several other vendor booths that will be there offering things for people to do. So there's plenty to do in the morning if you're not actually running or walking in either of the events.
And do you need more volunteers? Are you good?
We're always interested in having volunteers. So you can... contact Amy. Is it okay if I share?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Amy is our volunteer coordinator, and her number is 610-8023. So if you're interested in volunteering, if you're available on race day, we would love to have the help.
And again, that's 208-610-8023 for Amy if you want to volunteer. By the way, before I forget, if you want to just learn more, it's Jaycees-Race, and Jaycees is J-A-C-E-Y-S, Jaycees-Race.com. You can register, sign up. Is it too late to get a t-shirt?
Nope, you can still get a t-shirt. We have pre-registration happening right now. You can do it online. We also have it available on-site at Bonner General Health and also at Arnie's Conoco out in Kootenai.
Yeah.
So you can, and at UCAN as well. So you can...
That sounds great. Now, I have to ask you, you say this is the last one. What brought you to this decision?
I'm trying to avoid the reality of that.
I'm sorry.
So we've just been doing it a long time. Yeah. The first one was in 2001, as I said. I sort of had a big change this year for me. I'm going back to school. I've already started.
Good for you.
So, yep, that's consuming quite a bit of my time. And we just feel like, you know, we now have five grandkids, and... it's getting...
Wait. You're 22 years old. You have five grandkids?
Yeah, I know. It's hard math.
You look like you're 22.
So we just feel like it's time for someone else to take the reins, and we hope someone does and can continue the event to benefit the kids in our local community.
So with that having been said, so it's your last Jaycees race. So, but it could possibly continue if somebody picks it up and runs with it.
Right.
Gotcha. I'm glad I asked. It's good to know. And maybe one of our listeners will do that. Again, to learn more and to register and stuff, jaycees-race.com. www.thebeautifulwindows.com. If you want to volunteer, call Amy at 208-610-8023. JC's race this year is on Sunday, July the 10th. It starts and ends at Sandpoint High School. Lots to do, even if you don't want to race or walk. Or there's delicious snacks, there's music, there's free massages. I just read that on the brochure. There's a cakewalk, balloons and lawn game for kids, and a dunk tank, apparently, that Ketsia will throw the ball and get you all wet. So, speaking of Ketsia, thanks for joining us today. Was this fun for you?
Yes.
We'll do it again sometime.
I hope so.
And Nancy, thanks for all you do and all you've done for all these years, not only for your own daughter, but for countless other kids. It's great stuff.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you for helping us spread the word for Riley in this case.
No problem. My pleasure. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, switch gears a little bit. We'll be talking to Janice Rader from the Sandpoint Lions Club. Of course, 4th of July is right around the corner, so is their big celebration. They have a fundraiser going on now, and we'll just find out what all is happening with the Lions Club, so stick around.
Hayden Furniture Depot proudly announces the arrival of the most incredible outdoor furniture ever made. Furniture so innovative and indestructible, it stays outside in snow, ice, and rain. No covering or moving for weather. Tables have matching Adirondack styles that are amazingly comfortable. Both available in multiple styles and colors, and a 20-year warranty is provided. You can cherish this outdoor furniture forever. Stop by Hayden Furniture today, off Highway 95 at Haycraft in Coeur d'Alene.
Have you tried the new Fast Lane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fast Lane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today. And if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store and ask for Steve or Lynn. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Play like a rock star. With 100,000 plus, you rock, lucky you, at Coeur d'Alene Casino. Simply play with your core rewards card all June long, and you could win at any time with any bet amount. 10 lucky you jackpots will start at 10,000 and keep building higher and higher until they go. The 100,000 plus, you rock, lucky you, only at Coeur d'Alene Casino. See the core rewards booth, CDA Casino app, or CDACasino.com for promotional details.
Be part of the Coeur d'Alene Casino's $150,000 Rock This House giveaway. On Sunday, July 31st, 20 Coeur Rewards members will select a mystery key for a chance to win up to $3,000 in cash or extra play cash. Winners will then get to try their key to unlock the grand prize of a furnished Park Model Homes tiny home, valued at over $123,000. Play to start earning entries now through July 31st. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a tiny home from Park Model Homes and more. Details at cdacasino.com.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, we are back, and, you know, if I'm talking Sandpoint Lions Club, it's either Toys for Tots time or it's 4th of July time, and, of course, it's not winter, so it must be 4th of July time. Janice Rader is with us, and Janice, you're with the Lions Club. Are you the head honcho now?
I am the current president, yes.
So what does that entail? How did you become the president? Was it just your turn, or did you actually volunteer for this?
I actually volunteered.
Do you enjoy it? I mean, I love the Lions Club. Everybody appreciates what you guys do. How's your experience running the helm?
It has been amazing. It is definitely a club that is near and dear to my heart. And it's something that I think our community needs more now than ever.
Mm-hmm. How are you guys doing for members? Speaking of which,
Well, we're trying to keep our equilibrium, but we're always looking for new members. It would be fabulous to have members that want to participate in our events, for sure.
So before I forget to ask, how do people find out more? Where do you have a Facebook page?
We do. We have a fabulous Facebook page. Our secretary is constantly on there making sure she replies to all messages.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And you also have a website. It was a little...
We do. We have a brand new website that we're just kicking off. It's through the Wix program.
Okay.
That works really well. It has all of our applications attached for 4th of July or Toys for Tots. And it's a really awesome website that has all our current information on it. And you can find a link to that on our Facebook page.
Oh, there you go. That makes it easy. Just go to the Facebook page and find that link and learn more about the Sandpoint Lions Club. Of course, Toys for Tots is so huge and what you guys do for families to feed them meals at holiday time. But 4th of July, I mean, it just isn't the 4th of July without the Lions Club doing your thing. And we were just talking about Kim Woodruff during the break, and he's going to be your honorary
Grand Marshal.
Grand Marshal.
We're so excited to have him in the parade.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's not, sailing in South America or something.
I think he changed his plans just to join us for the day.
Yeah, I know he's in town. I just saw him last weekend somewhere. Yeah, so that's a great choice to have him as your Grand Marshal.
Well, he's always been such a huge supporter of the Sandpoint Lions Club, so we really appreciate him and want to honor him for that.
And so I mentioned the 4th of July parade, of course, and are you already filling up with the floats and parade bands? And
we have had a huge outpouring of applications this year. We're really excited. Our list for parade entrance has just been growing every day.
Good.
And so that support is amazing.
And and the volunteers you have and your people out there, Tom and Judy and just everybody directing traffic, and because I ride the Subaru, the high school giveaway raffle car every year with either the football team or the cheerleaders or whoever, dance team, whoever wants to do it. And it's just amazing to me. It just seems so chaotic where everybody's parked to start the parade. But by time it's all unraveled and you're driving through downtown, it's like, how did they do that? How did they organize all of us? And it just works.
It's definitely orchestrated throughout months before in planning.
Yeah.
And, we have the community really comes together. And since we've been doing it for over 68 years, this is our 69th year. So
back before they were cars.
Yeah, basically.
No, I'm just kidding.
Covered wagons.
That's great. So you have that parade. It gets bigger and better every year. Yes. And it's just so much fun. And I've always enjoyed. I know when my kids are little and we'd take them to the parade, we would always basically sit in the same spot. We were in front of iCarts, ever since iCarts started. And then it was funny because you look across the street and, there's the Myers. And, it's such a tradition to have your family. And now you see their kids and their kids' kids, and they're all still standing on the same corner, and they do it every year. That's pretty cool.
It is. It definitely shows how awesome our community is to come out and support the parade.
Yeah.
For sure.
And so your parade, besides the parade, is the fireworks. And fireworks are getting to be, just like everything else in the world, outrageously expensive and costs more every year. And you guys are determined to not have that be a deterrent, but to keep up every year the fireworks display gets bigger and better. And last year it was amazing. How do you pay for all of that?
Well, we definitely need the community support. And this year we have our raffle, which began right after Lost in the 50s. That was our first day.
Okay.
And we are raffling off a $5,000 shopping spree anywhere in Bonner County. So for most people, that's a couple tanks of gas. So we're pretty excited about that.
$5,000 shopping spree. How does that work?
So if you win, you get to decide where you want to shop, and our treasurer will follow you around with her debit card. And so anywhere you want to go in Bonner County.
So you could go get gas.
You could go get gas. And you could pay your property taxes. You could do all kinds of things with that debit card. Absolutely.
Or you could go to Yolks.
You could. And get groceries. Or you could go outdoor, to Woods Meats. Buy some meat. Stock up your freezer.
Outdoor experience. Absolutely. Or McDuff's. I mean, you can go take you out to dinner.
You could go put a down payment on a new car. You could do anything you want to do with that money. And then, of course, the second place prize is $1,000 cash, which spends just easier. You don't have to wait for the treasurer to catch up.
Yeah. Well, if you map out your shopping spree carefully, you can really take advantage of $5,000. To know in past years, you've had wave runners, you've had ATVs, you've various things. Who came up with this idea to do the shopping spree?
Well, our club looked at what we need in our community right now, and we were thinking that economically, this just makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the price of four-wheelers and getting them shipped is kind of getting ridiculous.
Or just getting one.
So exactly. And we thought, so we don't want to put somebody on a waiting list and just have a picture of a four-wheeler up there.
Yeah.
So we thought, you know, $5,000, that hits home. That would really help people out.
Oh, absolutely. Great, great idea. And how do people get raffle tickets and how much are they?
So the raffle tickets are $5 each, or a book of five for $20. You get a free ticket. And if you find one of our awesome Lions Club members that's selling them that has a wheel, if you buy a book of tickets, you get to spin the wheel for a chance to win a free book.
Oh, wow.
So we're out at Co-op on Tuesdays, and then Thursdays we're at Yolks, and Fridays we're at Walmart, and Saturdays we're at Walmart and North 40.
Wow, I'm trying to write all this down. That's a lot.
Oh, and then Co-op. Don't forget, Sunday mornings we have two fabulous volunteers that are always at the Hoot Owl bright and early. So if you come get a good breakfast at the Hoot Owl, you could get your raffle tickets there at the Hoot Owl.
My goodness. So let me see if I got this right. Sunday mornings, Hoot Owl.
Oh, yes.
Which Sunday mornings and Hoot Owl just go together. You know, it's
biscuits and gravy.
Yeah. It's my son's favorite. Still,
hash brown
day.
Surprise, I should say. Whatever that is.
And then the Co-op on Tuesdays, Yolks on Thursdays, Walmart on Friday and Saturday, and North 40 on Saturday.
Correct.
Wow. I think I saw a couple ladies in front of Super One day.
Yes, we have two amazing volunteers that are there at Super One on Wednesday.
On Wednesday?
Yes.
Jeez, you guys are busy.
We really are. So we need more members. That's what we need.
Yeah. Well, let's touch on that for a minute. We have a couple of minutes left. If you want to become a Lions Club member, volunteer, of course, what does it entail? What all do you expect from people?
We really just need people to show up. And we have meetings on the second and fourth Monday of every month at 6 p.m. at our Lions Club den at 609 South Ella Street. We're right by the train car. And you come to three
by meetings. By the historic museum in Lakeview Park.
Same parking lot as the museum. And you come to three meetings, and if you like us and we like you, you're in.
I doubt you ever turn anybody away.
Pretty much.
And we will turn no one away tomorrow. Me and Paul Meyer from KPND, as well as you and a couple other folks,
absolutely,
I'm assuming, will be live. We're doing a live remote on the 95.3 KPND. And free barbecue at Pierce Auto Center.
We will be frying up some hamburgers and sitting there with a smile on our face waiting to sell people raffle tickets.
I think it's hamburgers, hot dogs, usually chips or something
sodas,
like that,
yep.
And the sodas and water. And it's absolutely free. You can donate to the Lions Club if you want. You could buy raffle tickets if you want. But you don't have to. I mean, just come on out. It's Pierce Auto Center's Customer Appreciation Day. And like I said, the lunch is free all day. We'll be there from 11 to 2 with our live remote part of that.
So the Lions will be cooking from 11 to 2.
Yeah, there you go. So come on out and support that. And I can't say enough about Pierce Auto Center and what they do for them. I mean, they came to town, 8 years ago, and just to sponsor the fair, just about everything to help out kids. And here I'm supporting the Lions Club once again. And it's great after what we've all been through in the last 2 years or so that we can once again bring back these free barbecues.
Absolutely. And Pierce is amazing in their support in our community.
Very good. So that's happening at Pierce Auto Center on Highway 95 and Gun Club Road in Sagal tomorrow. So if you're, especially for our listeners who are in Sagal, there's free lunch. So don't have to buy lunch anywhere tomorrow. Or if not, it's just across 2 miles across the Long Bridge and you're right there. And just come on out and say hi and meet Janice. She's a radio star now.
Absolutely.
And Janice, thanks for joining us. Thanks to the Lions Club for all you guys do to make the 4th of July so special, and so especially Sandpoint. It's a great organization.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we'll do it again. Toys for Tots.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up soon.
All right. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll be talking Daybreak Center, and Sherry Coldwell is with us from the Sandpoint Senior Center. We'll find out the latest that's going on with those two organizations and what's going on out there. Very special event this Saturday, so stick around.
For over 45 years, Sandpoint Superdrug has looked for ways to make your life easier, combining the pharmacy, housewares, hardware, and even lawn and garden in one store. Come in and see their beautiful yard art, a large collection of seeds, and a wide variety of lawn care products, from fertilizers to sprinklers. And if you're not sure exactly what you need, they have an incredibly knowledgeable staff to help answer any questions you might have. Open 7 days a week, Sandpoint Superdrug, on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint, making your life easier every day.
Hi, this is Chad from the Easy Home Buyer, and I pay cash for houses. Call me today at 208-877-6000. I buy houses in any price range and any location in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area and can get you your cash in as little as 1 week. Do you own a house that is vacant, in foreclosure, or needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Sell to us as is. You won't have to make any repairs, and there are no commissions, no fees, and we pay all the closing costs for you. Do you have a tenant living in your property? Not a problem. We buy houses with tenants in them all the time. Do you think your property will be difficult to sell? Easy. We provide assistance for any situation. We understand that life throws us curveballs, and we would love to see how we can help you. If you want to sell your house fast at a fair price, call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
All new hours. Kate, the prior GM, and her husband Carson are the new owners, with your favorite lounge and restaurant staff, now open for breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m. Yep, you heard it right. Now open for breakfast at 8 a.m.
Come on back to the Hydra for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Every day, Mark fights retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even while his vision is taken, his family gives him hope. Because whether he's helping run their business or enjoying time at home with his wife and sons, Mark knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Mark, winning the fight against vision loss means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, our final segment here today in North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you, and we are joined from the Sandpoint Senior Center. Sherry Coldwell is with us. We do this about once a month or so. Mm-hmm. And joining us about once a year is Bill Muck, on site for seniors. And you guys operate the Daybreak Center?
We do, right.
And what's the latest with the Daybreak Center?
Well, I guess the first and most important thing is it's no longer the Daybreak Center.
Okay. That is important.
We changed the name, didn't change the function, but it's now under the control and under the name of On-Site for Seniors Sandpoint.
Oh, okay.
So we have an On-Site for Seniors in Coeur d'Alene, and we owned and operated the Daybreak Center up here, but just to make it all under the same same umbrella, we're now calling it the On-Site for Seniors Sandpoint Center.
Gotcha.
And so that's, and then this weekend, I think Sherry's going to tell you about an open house that we have where that we're going to be doing root beer floats and tying in with her open house. But it's been a true blessing to our community and to the people that we serve, the seniors and their caregivers, to just be a part of this community. And we are so thankful for everybody that comes out and supports us and helps with the Sandpoint Seniors open house, as well as the amazing root beer floats that we're going to have during the car show. So Sherry, I'll let you talk about the open house.
Well, it's our annual Father's Day barbecue. It's always the Saturday before Father's Day. And the Injectors Auto Club really does all of the legwork for us. They go and put the whole thing together. They do the barbecuing. They have all the side dishes and desserts. We're just responsible for the drinks and, you know, collecting payments. Well, and, you know, doing other activities. This year, we're going to be having a cornhole tournament with the 70 baggers, and that's a lot of fun. You don't have to register in advance. Just show up, and we'll get you playing. And we also have Brian Jacobs back out to play music for us and entertain us while we're all enjoying our meal. So I hope you guys come out. It's from 10 till 2. And, of course, the root beer float for your dessert is over at the Daybreak Center, or On Site for Seniors in Sandpoint.
So it's $5 per plate. I go every year. It's well worth the $5 that you're a hot dog or your burger and all the condom. I mean, all the things that go with it. I mean,
right,
there's
all the
kinds of
everything.
Different salads and things, and the desserts are incredible. So it's well worth your $5.
Oh yes,
and
they had some pie there last year that was unbelievable. It was so good. I don't know who brought it in, but boy, it was amazing.
And of course, Dale and Gary Van Horn, and you know, bring out all the cars, the Injectors Car Club, and all the people that helped them, and then they all have friends and relatives, volunteers to serve all the food and do the barbecuing and stuff. It's really a lot of fun.
It is, and it's a great community and family event. The kids get such a kick out of seeing the cars out there, and they're always running up to me and telling me which one their favorite is. So definitely bring the kids down. You can come and tour both facilities and just enjoy a nice afternoon out in the sunshine.
And it's good to have it back. After we took a year off, right? Mm-hmm. And then had it last year.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, everybody was kind of looking at each other like,
yeah,
should we be doing it? But it was still successful. This year should be like, you know, everything back to normal. So, again, that's at the Sandpoint Senior Center in the parking lot from 10 until 2 this Saturday. $5 per plate, $1 for sodas or water, and a special thanks to Woods Meat Processing and Super One for their support.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those organizations just help out so many nonprofits in our area.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. They're wonderful.
Sherry, what else is going on at the Senior Center?
Well, there's not a whole lot new with the summer. We're just kind of, you know, still doing our usual things. The only difference this month is our First Friday Stampers didn't meet on the first Friday this month, so they're going to be actually meeting tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. So if you want to join them, just give Jennifer Alderman Brown a call, and her number can be, or you can reach her at 208-946-8536, and that's to reserve your spot for the Stampers. The other thing is, we are having our monthly board meeting tomorrow at 10:30. If anybody in the public would like to join us to offer their comments or suggestions, even their complaints, so long as it's constructive, we're happy to hear it.
You don't get complaints, do you?
Oh, never. But yeah, so please join us if you would like to at 10:30 for the board meeting. Other than that, we're just, you know, kind of enjoying the summer and or waiting to enjoy the summer and, you know, just keep doing our activities. Bingo's on Wednesday nights, Bunko's on Mondays, Pinnacle's on Wednesday, Bridges on Tuesday.
So I was just thinking while you're saying all that, as we talk about every month, a lot of new folks in our area, you know, in Sandpoint, Bonner's Ferry, and everywhere in between, and a lot of them are senior age or approaching senior age and have just maybe not know a lot of people, it's a great way to socialize and to
absolutely
meet people. And especially, and you don't have to be in need, but if you are a person in need and you really did, you know, I could use a lunch, you can get it for free at the senior center.
Absolutely. Well, we it's not technically for free because we have a suggested donation of $5, but we never solicit and we never ask a senior if they've paid or not. We don't want to put them in a position that they're uncomfortable and they don't want to come in because they're embarrassed that they can't pay. So yeah, absolutely. $5 is the donation.
And but well worth it.
And if you can't afford that, we're happy to feed you anyway.
And you do Meals on Wheels.
We do. We have our own home-delivered meals program. Currently, we're serving almost 300 seniors that are homebound to the tune of about 2,700-plus meals a month. Knock wood, we are one of the few, I think we're really the only center in this region that hasn't missed a meal or had to close down due to staffing issues. So we're really blessed, and we love our mission, and we hope to be able to continue to provide.
Speaking of staffing issues, I know that you had your chef, your cook, mm-hmm. had retired, and you yourself had to, and other volunteers had to step in and help a volunteer to cook lunch.
Right. Well, Greg actually passed away. He didn't retire. Yeah, he passed away suddenly from a stroke. So for a good 4 or 5 weeks, my dishwasher and I were pretty much the show and in there cooking every day and really stressing because it's not something either one of us, it's not in our wheelhouse. I mean, being a home cook is one thing, but preparing 100 meals is another animal altogether.
Yes,
so that was very stressful. I'm very happy to have a new head chef. Brenda Curtis from Dallas-Fort Worth is an awesome human being and a great cook, and you should come out and try her food.
Yeah. So you have lunch Monday through Thursday.
At 11:30.
And it's breakfast on Friday?
Yep, at 8:30.
What's for breakfast tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're having French toast with peaches. Let's see, sliced ham, cantaloupe. I think that's it.
And Bob, if I could just go back to you heard Sherry just a few minutes ago talking about several of the different activities, and the Sandpoint area seniors is just an amazing place for that social interaction, mm-hmm. and that's what we do it over at the onsite for Senior Sandpoint Center as well. We forget sometimes that growing old can be extremely lonely. And as our clientele begins and our community begins to age, people don't always hang around like they used to. And so we find a lot of our seniors are out there just really by themselves with nothing more than a TV to accompany them the entire day.
Yeah.
And so what I love about Sandpoint for Seniors and as well as our facility is that we keep them engaged. We play games with them. We have fun with them. We sing songs with them. We have them interacting not only with one another and with our staff, but they develop some amazing friendships. And it's to the point that it becomes a high point of their week to be able to go to the senior center or to the Daybreak mm-hmm. facility. And I'm still calling it Daybreak.
Yeah, but I probably will for the rest of my life.
Right. But they come to our facility and they love it because it is engaging. And it's keeping them active. And that's the missing ingredient in so much of our seniors. I know when I lost my mother to Alzheimer's a couple of years ago, I know that she needed someone with her pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
And the problem was I had a job and I had a family and I couldn't be there for her. And so what a facility like OnSite for Seniors and even Sandpoint area seniors, what it provides is a place to have that person during the day occupied, enjoying things, having fun, playing games, singing songs, and that frees me up to go do what I need to do, whether it be go to work or go run errands, or sometimes, you know, caregiving is extremely hard work, and sometimes they just need a break. They just need to take a day or two off. So I love being a part of this group and this community that just supports the involvement of seniors, not just leaving them at home in front of a TV.
Very good. Bill from OnSite for Seniors, and Sherry Caldwell, of course, with the Sandpoint Senior Center. You guys do such a great job over there, and keep up the good work. We're out of time.
Thank you.
All right. Don't forget, Saturday at the Senior Center, what time?
10 o'clock? 10 to 2.
10 to 2. We'll see you there. And that's it for today. I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.